We're going to be short and sweet. You saw a little bit of hail video. Mike probably caught your eyes with the hailstorm of 7-Eleven. We're doing our presentation on hail this morning, so Mr. Boyer.
Yeah, I'll take that one. All right. This one's easier for me. Yes, as you've seen so far this morning, by the way, welcome to Denver. Beautiful day outside right now. Our mountains obviously create a wide variety of weather for us, and it can be a havoc and a headache for us to forecast. I remember I spent 6 years forecasting in the Appalachians, and boy, I thought I had it nailed down when I moved out here. I was like, mountains. I know how to forecast in mountains. And then I came out here, and I saw how big they were. I was intimidated at first, I must say. But overall, I think we do a pretty good job of forecasting the weather out here, considering all the variables that we have to look at every day and all the kind of, I guess, havoc that it can play on us, manic weather. So Dave's going to talk. We're going to do a hail presentation, as Dave mentioned, and he's going to give you some stats here on hail for Colorado.
Jason was calling me within the first couple of weeks that he moved here saying these damn models don't know what the hell they're doing out here in Colorado. He just was frustrated when it came to forecasting. But anyway, as you've seen this morning from the rest of our presenters here in Colorado, lightning, as you heard, is the biggest threat to us here as far as severe weather threat in Colorado. Blizzards can shut down the city for days. We certainly can shut down DIA, which is a huge convenience and backs up air traffic across the country. Tornadoes can wipe a home off its foundation in literally a blink of an eye. But when it comes to damage in dollars, nothing adds up more faster, quicker than a few minutes of pounding ice balls. Go ahead and roll it. Our editor,
any good jokes?
Our editor put down about 15 seconds of black. Don't ask me why.
We are in Hail Alley here in Colorado. We get more damaging hail here than almost anywhere else on Earth.
It's like someone throwing baseballs at the window one right after another.
From late April through late August, thunderstorms become almost a daily occurrence on the plains of Colorado. With each towering thunderhead comes the threat of hail. Historic data tells us that June has the highest frequency of days with reported hail. The best time of day is between noon and 8 p.m., with a peak between 2 o'clock and 6 p.m., and that the storms usually last less than 15 minutes, although that's long enough.
Now this map represents a quick view of where most hailstorms hit. You can see that the action is clearly focused on northeastern Colorado, with the greatest threat right across metro Denver.
So what makes Colorado claim hail capital of the nation? A few factors. First, our elevation, which provides quick warming of the ground, enhancing convective development or updraft speed, pushing storm heights to 45,000 feet or higher. Next, that same elevation of between 3,500 and 6,000 feet on the eastern plains means the hail has a shorter distance to fall and less time to melt.
As you know, hail comes in all sizes, and we know that updraft strength directly relates to hail size. Penny, nickel, quarter, golf ball, baseball, softball, you name it.
And size does matter. Check out this recent shot of baseball-size hail from Burlington, Colorado. The viewer told us the storm that pummeled their community was the worst in 30 years.
Now, while hail storms are certainly interesting to watch, it's the cost that will pop your eyes open. Compared to snowstorms, lightning damage, flooding, and tornadoes, hail devastation in Colorado sits firmly at the top when it comes to damage in dollars, usually millions of dollars.
Of the 10 most expensive storms in our history, 9 of the 10 are hailstorms or hail-related storms, with the catastrophic hailstorm of July 11, 1990 sitting on top with an astounding bill of $625 million. Today, that storm would tally $1 billion. It's an insurance investigator's nightmare.
It is our most expensive insured catastrophe. So while we have the threat for a huge wildfire and big insured losses from that, this time of year, what we're really seeing the expenses go to is hail. How big it is and how hard it is. The hail we saw move through last night through Aurora was smaller hail. What we saw through Burlington was baseball-sized hail. That's where you're going to see the significant damage. When we're looking at a big price tag for a storm, really it's going to depend on where it hits. If it hits the Denver metro area, Lakewood, like we saw a few years ago, you're going to have an expensive storm.
So hailstorms can add up.
Oh, I thought it's going to go clear through the house.
They are a threat to property, especially cars. Crops can be ruined in an instant, and death to livestock is common. But it's just another part of weather here in Colorado.
Anybody rent a car while they were in town? Yeah. You heard Mike talk earlier. Did you take the damage waiver? You might want to make sure that thing's in a garage over the next few days, just in case you didn't. Listen, on behalf of myself, Jason Boyer, Dave, Jennifer, Ashton, and Mike, welcome to Denver. Enjoy your time here. And if you have any questions about things to see, where to go to eat, feel free to walk up and enjoy us. Welcome to Denver, everybody. Mike.